Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Australian Human Rights Commission. Let me begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we are holding the seminar today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and I pay my respects and those of the Commission to their elders past and present. Now, I'm Catherine Branson, for those of you who don't know me, the President of the Commission, and I'm delighted to have been invited to chair this seminar to launch federal discrimination law on Austlii. And may I immediately say how pleased I am that both Graeme Greenleaf and Annelise Moens from Austlii are here with us this evening. Welcome and thank you for your involvement in this project. Since the first edition of federal discrimination law was released in 2004, it's been a continuous and a reliable and comprehensive coverage of federal discrimination law. It analyses and records the jurisprudence, highlighting relevant issues of practice and procedure, and I think has proved to be an invaluable asset to litigants and others concerned with human rights law in Australia. Others have described it as a magnificent resource, and I don't think you'll be surprised to find that I agree with their assessment of this publication. It is, I think, the discrimination lawyer's text of choice, and also it is, to my knowledge, used much more widely than by students and practitioners. Judges refer to it, academics refer to it, students, of course, do, as well as practitioners who are working daily with it as an invaluable tool of practice. I'd like to acknowledge what I think are, in truth, heroic efforts of the Commission's legal section in updating this publication every quarter, bringing the latest federal discrimination law cases into the publication. Unfortunately, Bronwyn Burns can't be here tonight, but I think she should particularly be mentioned for her magnificent work in updating the present edition. It, of course, was a particularly large task to do now because she has brought into the publication a treatment of all of the significant changes to the Disability Discrimination Act that we're going to be discussing later today. Having federal discrimination law available on Austlii will mean that this extremely valuable resource is available to a much broader audience than have previously been able to get to it, and it will be available to them free. What is more, Austlii has helped make this publication a more user-friendly publication by including direct hyperlinks to the legislation and to the cases referred to in the work. The Commission, as I've already mentioned, is delighted to have partnered with Austlii on this project and in doing so to help support the great work that Austlii does in ensuring that the law is accessible to everyone. I apologise for doing nothing more dramatic than we're about to do, but it is with enormous pleasure that I now launch federal discrimination law on Austlii. Now, before I introduce our speakers for this evening, could I just mention a few practical matters? First, as you will have noticed, this seminar is being filmed and video recordings will be available later on our website. The room has a hearing loop, as I hope those who want to use it are already aware. So if anyone is going to make a comment or ask a question at the end of the presentations, we ask that you use the handheld microphone. The women's toilet is outside this room and across the hall. The men's is back past the lifts and down the corridor on the left. So let me now turn to our two speakers, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce both of them as colleagues here at the Australian Human Rights Commission. They'll be Graeme Innes, Disability Discrimination Commissioner and Race Discrimination Commissioner, and Jonathan Hunyor, the Director of the Commission's Legal Services Section. Turning first to Graeme Innes. Graeme first joined the Commission in 1995. Since that time, he's held various appointments at the Commission. But most significantly, he is our Disability Discrimination Commissioner, a position which he's held since December of 2005. Graham was also Human Rights Commissioner until July of this year, a position in which he did an exemplary job. And it's now the case, of course, that in lieu of that position, he's taken on another very demanding task of being Race Discrimination Commissioner, while I'm left to follow in his lustrous footsteps as Human Rights Commissioner. Graham is a lawyer, a mediator, a company director, and he's been a human rights practitioner for more than 30 years. Graham was chair of Disability Advisory Council of Australia and the first chair of Vision Australia, Australia's national blindness agency. In 1995, Graham was made a member of the Order of Australia, and he was a finalist for Australian of the Year in 2003. Graham will discuss the implementation in Australia of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability. Please join me in welcoming Graham.